Thank you, Armando. This brings us to the end of our panel. And I would like to thank, first of all the panelists and the people that, the persons that intervene from the floor and online, and the interpreters. And just to conclude with a few remarks also from me. In the beginning, we were saying that the solidarity rights are a set of rights emerging from quite a few years, which are underlying concepts that are already there in the United Nations Charter and in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. And these rights are so important because they become a response to the emerging new threats and opportunities, to the process of globalization in act. We are a human family now interconnected, and also are due also to a deeper understanding of the different types of obstacles that may stand in the way of realizing the already recognized right. Economic, social, cultural rights, civil, political rights are not respected for many reasons, but also because there are structural, also international obstacles that are impeding their realization, their full realization. And the increasing of inequities, the increasing of disparities, not only between the South and the North, that is now an old way of dividing the world, but also within countries, is telling us how important it is to go in the right direction. The emergency of climate change, the COVID-19 pandemic now, and all the other threats are telling us that if we want really being a human family, as we proclaim all the time in our United Nations system, then we have to work on those rights that are really putting the people at the center, above profit, above everything. People should come first, and the voice of the voiceless should be finally heard. So I thank very much for this, the organization of having introduced this important panel in the program. Thanks very much, and good lunch to everyone. Sorry? Oh, sorry. Yeah, I give you back.